Hi everyone, my name's Nathan and I'm a space communicator here at the Australian Space Discovery Centre. This week, we're showcasing the latest installation into our gallery, a model of the largest ever Australian-made payload about to go into space. Skycraft's Block 2 satellite is part of a 300-kilo space object comprising four of these satellites, plus an orbital transfer vehicle that will be launched with SpaceX out of Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida later this year. The upcoming launch is part of the proof of concept activities for the deployment of Skycraft's space-based air traffic management services that will be part of a constellation of 200 plus satellites by 2024. Skycraft's space-based air traffic management service will increase global air safety and address gaps in surveillance and communications by delivering real-time communications between air traffic controllers and pilots. Using the 200-plus satellite constellation, the space-based global system can track aircraft traveling across oceanic and remote areas that are currently limited by ground-based communications infrastructure. Satellites that make up Skycraft's constellation are designed and manufactured in Australia using local supply chains in a resilient production process. Skycraft employs engineers across electrical, industrial, and software disciplines to deliver this satellite constellation. Come and join us at the Australian Space Discovery Centre to find out more about how this satellite technology, developed by Aussie engineers, will change the global air traffic management landscape. And whilst you're here, we hope to inspire you to find your place in space.
And those Skycraft satellites were launched on January the 3rd this year. And in mid-January, Skycraft confirmed that all five satellites are active and functioning as intended. Now, the satellites were launched as a single payload with four mission satellites, carried by an orbital transfer vehicle. After testing, the four satellites were released from the transfer vehicle, giving five single satellites. Now, they orbit between 500 and 550 kilometres at an inclination of 97.5 degrees. Now, some sources don't count the deployer as an operational Skycraft satellite, and they say there were only four Skycraft satellites there, plus the deployer. So the space show has done a little bit of digging, and on the Space Force Spacetrack website, they list all the satellites that they've tracked, and they've got an object called Skycraft 1, which has the international designation 2023-001-AJ. Now, that means that the launch was in 2023. It was the first launch of the year, and it's object AJ in a sequential list that begins with A and has 24 letters of the alphabet, leaving out O and I because they can be confused with 0 and 1. And it's object number 55,041. They also list Skycraft 1D as object number 1AV, 55,052. And Skycraft 1B, which is the coast bar number is 001BB. And its object number is 55,058. And there's also listed Skycraft 1C at 001BE and object number 55,061. Now, that's four objects. And then you search around and say, okay, well, where's the fifth one? Well, it turns out that the Space Command has misidentified one of the satellites, and they call it Sterilla 1, and it's actually Skycraft 1A, and its object is Coast Bar AX, and it's 55,054 in the NORAD system. So there we have it. Some other sources I've looked up also say there are four satellites, and Others say there are five. So we leave it up to you. But there are five objects listed by NORAD. One of them's misidentified. And the question remains, was the deployer also a skycraft satellite, fully functional, or was it a thing? Now, I can't find out from Skycraft themselves because their website tells me that my web browser is out of date and they will not respond to me. All right.